The Country Seat, written in youth while visiting a family friend in the beautiful suburbs of Boston. Wild spirit of song, midst the zephyrs at play, in bowers of beauty, I bend to thy lay, and woo while I worship in deep sylvan spot, the muse's soft echoes to kindle the grot. Wake chords of my lyre with musical kiss, to vibrate and tremble with accents of bliss. Here morning peers out from her crimson repose, on proud prairie queen and the modest moss rose. And vesper reclines when the dewdrop is shed on the heart of the pink in its odorous bed. But Flora has stolen the rainbow and sky to sprinkle the flowers with exquisite dye. Here fame-honored hickory rears his bold form and bears a brave breast to the lightning and storm, while palm, bay, and laurel in classical glee chase tulip, magnolia, and fragrant fringe tree. And sturdy horse chestnut for centuries hath given its feathery blossom and branches to heaven. Here is life, here is youth, here the poet's world wish. Cool waters at play with the gold gleaming fish, while cactus, a mellower, glory receives from light colored softly by blossom and leaves. And nestling alder is whispering low in lap of the pear tree with musical flow. Dark sentinel hedgerow is guarding repose midst grotto and songlet and streamlet that flows, where beauty and perfume from buds burst away and ope their closed cells to the bright laughing day. Yet, dwellers in Eden, earth yields you her tear, oft plucked for the banquet, but laid on the bier. Earth's beauty and glory delude as the shrine, or fount of real joy and of visions divine. But hope, as the eaglet that spurneth the sod, may soar above matter to fasten on God, and freely adore all his spirit hath made, where rapture and radiance and glory ne'er fade. Oh, give me the spot where affection may dwell in sacred communion with home's magic spell, where flowers of feeling are fragrant and fair, and those we most love find a happiness rare. But clouds are a presage, they darken my lay. This life is a shadow and hastens away.